This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of Hewlin Street if you want to come see us. Now, Mike, I know we need to get to some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, but Mike...
Yeah,
I'm looking at these three cards right now, and I am distracted.
That one's torn, Kevin.
As to that is true.
I don't think it's going to be
like a Larry Bird, Magic Johnson rookie.
It is a shoeless Joe Jackson card, though, that is more than 100 years old.
Oh, my God.
And I also have a Walter Johnson and Ty Cobb that somebody brought in here, and these are freaking incredible. So I know we're going to get to Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, and you can text in 877-881-1053, Frankel injury attorney text line or on the Twitch or on the YouTube, but I'm caught up.
It says
these.
Piedmont cigarette of quality on the back.
And
that's the card.
And that's one of the
206s came out of
cigarettes. And that's one of the reasons the Honus Wagner has taken on so much attention because he said, take me out of this set. You're marketing to kids. And he's like, we're not marketing cigarettes to kids. And he's like, you're giving away baseball cards. You definitely aren't marketing to kids. So he's less available in that set. And that's why there's not a lot of them either because, well, first of all, they're more than 100 years old. And then also the scarcity of them to begin with, being in the cigarette packs. That's amazing.
It is amazing that Honus Wagner had that stance because you can find commercials where Hank Aaron only smokes a certain type of cigarette.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we're talking about 50s and 60s where athletes are the face of a cigarette. Saying, look, those other cigarettes aren't the best. Hank Aaron only smokes these, you know? And this was early 1900s. That Wagner's going like, I don't think this tobacco's good for people. But we got to the 50s and it was still kind of like, no, it's like
cool.
It just
trendy.
Relaxes you, and you know stuff like that. So,
Kevin, I will say though that doesn't look like Ray Liotta at all, and it also doesn't look like John Cusack.
That is the actual shoeless Joe Jackson.
So he wasn't actually in those movies.
I do not believe Ray Liotta was even alive when those cards would have gotten anywhere.
That's really cool.
Near produced. So those cards are freaking amazing. From the 240. Can I get a shout out from my beautiful wife, Tina? She'll turn 45 on Monday and shares a birthday with the famous Mikey B.
She's a vet.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It could be. But it's Veterans Day on Monday.
That is true.
Where we celebrate my birthday.
From the 817, my father in the 50s used to buy a pack of smokes on his way to school in the fifth grade. Now, I like to think this is one of those old stories about we had to walk uphill there and home.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, man, the 50s were crazy. Maybe it happened.
I don't know.
I was crazy?
Yeah.
I feel like the 40s were crazier. There was a whole world war going on.
That's very true.
The 50s was probably better.
See, but that's why I think the 50s were crazy, too, because they were like, as long as there's not a world war, we're fine.
Yeah.
They let a lot fly.
Can we have the not tension of world wars, you know, to live our life through? I would like to go about 10 years without having to live through a worldwide event that affects us in that way.
That feels fair.
A historic event.
From the 817, shout out to my dog, Gus, who passed away a year ago today. I know that hits so freaking hard. So sorry for your loss. Hope you're doing okay today.
I tried to name Avery Gus.
Did you? Mm-hmm. What? But Adrian vetoed you?
It got vetoed. She said she'd rather have a dog named Gus. So there you go.
Oh,
I would
dog
like
name.
to keep doing this than me come up with a reason how the Cowboys win.
Hey, I came up with a reason.
Go.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because.
Yeah.
I did my best. All right. So if you don't like my reason, I did my best. The Cowboys continue to pile up and thrive in manageable third down situations. So one thing I will tell you about this Cowboys team, they haven't gotten them enough. But when they get in third and fourth or less to go, they are outstanding. 80% conversion rate. That is the best in the NFL. Last year, third and four or fewer, they were only 60%. Now, could you argue the fact that I just told you it's happened 20 times and we're this far into the season? Well, you make a valid point. But this was the best I could do. They don't get into third and short, third and four a lot. But when they do, they have been converting, converting, converting. So if they can get into that situation, they can keep the ball and keep moving.
I like that. That's a good one right there.
That's the best I could do, Mike.
Okay, I'll try and help here. And I know I argued against this, but Cowboys win because, and I'm not saying this, but I am saying.
Yeah, you're about to say it.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Cowboys win because Cooper Rush plays a better game than Dak. And
wow.
Not saying
is
that
it the
he
quickness
does.
Of getting rid of the ball?
Yes, and Jerry basically laid out everything that I've been saying about what he's good at.
He listens.
This week, and that was he does. He drops back, he steps on his back foot, and then he throws. He doesn't try and say, you know what, I got to get the ball downfield. He throws a really good ball downfield, but he doesn't say I have to go make that huge play because that's the one that's going to change everything. He says, I can make this short pass and we can keep moving. And, you know, Mike was bringing that up. Why didn't you throw it out of bounds when on that second sack that you
took?
And
I agree.
And I just don't think that Cooper Rush is going to stand there and take sacks. I think he's going to do what he can to get the ball out and then say, we'll go on to the next play, and if we can't, and we'll keep going, and that can keep the game close. And the Cowboys may even run the ball a little bit better.
Okay.
They have been running the ball a little bit better as well.
You had me until that last part.
Okay.
No, but what I was going to say is I was hoping we could stop on that point for just a second. I feel like Cooper Rush went into the game, having watched this team the entire season, and he didn't get frustrated with the fact that he's not going to have a lot of time to throw and he's not going to get a lot of distance on his passes. I think that Dak still thinks every play is like a winnable play in terms of an explosive play or something like that, which is a great attitude to have sometimes.
Right.
But then sometimes it costs him. Whereas Cooper Rush is like, I'm going to have 2 seconds to throw. The best I'm going to get is a 7-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that can be valuable.
One of the things that made Brady great, and one of the things that even makes Patrick Mahomes great, is they can make that big play, but it's not going to be every single attempt.
Yeah.
There are going to be times when you have to accept what the play is and accept what you've been given and move on to the next one until you can get that big play in order.
Yes. No, I absolutely.
Do you want me to have to do one?
I do. I'm going to throw this out
he
there,
said
Mike.
To have to do
you
one.
You have to. And it can involve some sort of pregame tragedy either.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I guess Cowboys win because the Eagles play the worst game they could possibly play.
That's the spirit.
Like they are – Eagle fans are watching this and going, what the crap is happening to our team?
Yep.
How are they so horrible? How are they false starting right now? How did they have 12 men on the field? How did they forget that they were running a route? How did we run into each other there? How did he fumble?
Like, man, that's a lot we need to
Yeah, I feel like Eagle fans have to watch this game and go, what in the world are we doing? That's the way the Cowboys win.
Kevin, have you seen this?
Hey, he did his best.
Yeah, I'm proud of Mike for that. Have you seen this exchange with Sirianni that's happened with the media?
No.
All right, here it is.
Was it Chris McPherson who made them?
Well, it was during that I probably should have asked him.
Okay.
We haven't really seen Jalen held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday? Sirianni, yeah, he was dealing with It was an on the injury report, dealing with an ankle and, you know, making sure we're cautious with everything. Media, he wasn't on the injury report. I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts, it was an ankle injury? And then Nick Sirianni, what's that? And then somebody from Eagles PR goes,
I'm sorry.
It was rest.
He gave me the answer that y'all give me when you weren't listening to one of my overreaction or reality questions. I'm sorry. What did you say?
That's exactly what he did.
Oh, hold on, what? Dear.
You always say what during the middle of a question because you don't have an answer.
Yes.
That's what you always
do. Trust me. I've gotten better, I will say, over the years at looking at y'all's faces and repeated my question within the question instead of going, what do you think, Corey? I'll be like, so, Corey, what do you think about? And then I'll try to repeat the question. I've worked on that over the years. But that's tough. I'm sorry. What?
And then he followed up. They were like, hold on. What's going on? And he goes, yeah, it was a rest. Yeah, sorry. I thought y'all were talking about something else. That's how you do it, right? You always go, oh, I thought you meant something else. So he said, yeah, no rest.
Or joke that you need to put your hearing aid in. That's what he said. That's what Jerry said this morning. I'm not taking
funny.
A shot. That is legitimately what he said this morning.
Hey, if there's nothing else, Jerry will have some self-deprecation comedy in his life. You know, he will do that from time to time.
That is true. From the 214, Mike.
Yeah.
This is so tailored just to you.
Thank you.
Cowboys win because of Brass Monkey.
Yeah.
But then Cowboys lose because that funky monkey.
Oh, my gosh.
And so if you're not familiar with that Beastie Boys song, and maybe you're not, like, at least 40, you're probably like, what's happening right now?
It started to separate.
Golly.
Oh, the alcohol.
All the alcohol is going to be at the top, and then it's going to be at the bottom.
Well.
You're going to be all alcohol.
I'll tell you this. Everyone's having a good time out
good.
Here.
That I like that. I like that.
We had one Tolo indulge in a Brass Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say I bet everybody in here has never ordered a Brass Monkey or even thought about ordering a Brass Monkey until today.
I've seen a lot more Coors Lights getting distributed.
And Miller Lights. Don't forget about Miller Lights.
Mm-hmm, I appreciate that.
They're all on the same team.
Yeah.
As
now,
well.
Cowboys lose because.
Yeah. This was probably easier.
It's like reading a whole book.
Explain the rest of that, please.
Like, you know how many words are in a book?
Mm-hmm.
That's how many different
ways
the Eagles can
win. What's the last book you read?
Oh, that's
a good question. You can say books you've listened to. That's fine.
I forget, honestly, the last book I've listened to. I will say I remember listening to, I wouldn't say recently, but within the past year.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of Coach K's books.
Okay, great.
Which was good.
Yeah, excellent. Why did the Cowboys lose?
They can't compete with the talent they have on the field. This isn't fair.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, I'm trying to think of SMU versus Pittsburgh.
Oh, we're Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're in the same conference. We're in the same division here. I don't know. The Eagles run better than the Cowboys. They stop the run better than the Cowboys. They have better weapons on the outside. They have a better quarterback in this game than the Cowboys. I guess they have Brandon Aubrey. Yeah. If you can somehow get this into a slam dunk competition called the field goal competition,
we'll
I guess,
win.
I don't know how the Eagles win that. That's about it.
Now, I have the Cowboys losing because, and we've talked about this as the week's gone along, Cooper Rush doesn't have his big bad defense anymore.
No.
He went 4-1, and Jerry referenced that he went 4-1 with the Cowboys back in 2022, but in the four games where the Cowboys won, they gave up 17, 16, 10, and 10. So they gave up an average of 13.25 points per game. This defense ain't anywhere close to that. In fact, during the three-game losing streak, they're giving up 34.6 points a game. So it's not even in the same universe, and that's why they lose.
I thought about this, Corey, before you go with yours. All right. Really did think about this last night, and there's 0% chance this would happen. What if you were desperate enough that you put Micah Parsons on offense some and had him as your running back?
Probably not the first game back from injury.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at. Like, what if you really tricked the Eagles and they're like, mother. They're like, Micah Parsons is in the backfield.
Yeah, that would be.
Because he has to be better than, I guess, Ezekiel Elliott will be activated because he showed up to practice this week.
So let me say this, though, Mike. I don't think that coaches, and I honestly think that this is my philosophy on that, you don't do that when you're bad. Because when you're bad and you do that, you get people hurt. Whenever you're really good and you do something like that, it just adds to what you are as a team. I mean, just look at they let the Chiefs, Andy Reid lets them make up plays, and then they go play them because they're good. If they were bad, somebody's not going to know what they're doing, and they're going to wind up getting hurt. So I appreciate what you're throwing out there because I think it would throw everybody off. But I don't want to do that when you're bad because I feel like it gets somebody hurt. I'll go with Cowboys lose because, Kevin, this just isn't their year. This is one of those tough years. It's down for them.
Yeah.
That's going to be it. Because I was just looking at the clock, and I was like, oh, I'm going to make this one short.
And then somebody texted in because Philly is just as good or better at every single position.
Mm.
Says that, who?
Says the texture.
Says that brass monkey you're drinking.
9-4-0.
I said it about 3 minutes ago. We got the better field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if someone runs a T-shirt shop and they want to put together Mike and the Brass Monkey Show T-shirts for Peace-a-thon, I'm sure we could try to figure out a way to make that happen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 717. Can I get a shout-out to my son, Augustus? He and his first and second grade Malakoff football team, they play in the Super Bowl this weekend against Athens. Excellent. Hoping for the best for Augustus and the team. Coming up next,
the Chocolate Factory.
It's time. Yes, I was thinking about Willy Wonka and what a terrible movie that is. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Game Show Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what one game show did you always want to go on? 877-881-1053. We'll do that, and probably Mike likes it. Next. It's not even time yet. That's just a tease. We'll do it next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, off of Hewlin on 105.3 The Fan.
Backdoor feed, shot, score! Sagan somehow found a window. The beat goes on for Tyler Sagan, and Dallas has doubled their lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewlin. It is also a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to Pascal and Arlington Heights. They're going to get their 102-year rivalry back on and going. I believe it is tonight from the 214. Shout out to my son Luke. He turned 4 on Tuesday. All kinds of fun shout outs. I finally just gave away a t-shirt from Peace-a-thon like 1,000 years ago that I kept at the house. I did forget it at least another time or two. I will take some of the blame on that. But this time, remembered the shirt, brought it here, got it to Emily, we're good to go.
I still have a shirt that I owe to one of our listeners, too. It's in a box. I know exactly where it is, and I need to give that shirt to her as well.
All right. It's time. It's time for the Combo Platter, 877-881-1053. Frankel, injury attorney, text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. Give us a sports opinion. And then,
oh God,
for game shows, you shouldn't react like that to that part. What one game show did you always want to go on, or perhaps you still want to go on? 877-881-1053. Who would like to start? Should I assume it's not Mike because
no,
he said, oh,
I have
God.
Plenty of opinions today.
Okay. Yes, I know. Your opinions have gotten very free with those brass monkeys.
Yeah, hey, just wait. We're 15 minutes away from Mike Likes
Son
It.
Of a...
What's happening?
You know what? You know what that sounded like to me? That sounded like less applause than the first time you brought it up.
That is true.
So
I'm wearing wearing out my welcome.
They were busy eating. They had their wings in their hands, Kevin.
There are a lot of
people. All right. Here's one of my sports opinions that I don't understand, that I don't have baseball nuggets today because of Jerry Jones. The Dodgers are moving Mookie Betts back to the infield.
I saw that.
What? Did we not just see him play right field, maybe the best right field in the history of the World Series? I don't get this. I understand that he is so talented defensively that he can go to second base. He can go to shortstop. I think he's a below average defensive shortstop, my opinion.
Okay.
I think he's probably an average second baseman.
Do you think he made this request?
I don't know. It's like the Dodgers are like, we're going to move him away from right field where... That's one of the best right fielders I've seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And people have come up with this rumor. I hope it's not true because I did root for them. I think they would become a pretty big enemy of baseball. Do you know why they might be opening up right field? Did you read why that?
No, I did not see that.
I was just kind of putting my thoughts together. I was like, okay, maybe there's a right fielder they like that they want to be in there. I don't know who it would be, though.
Yeah, they're talking about possibly going after Juan Soto.
Oh, no.
What?
So oh, my gosh.
They know Juan Soto can't play any other position. At least they don't think he can play first. You have Freddie Freeman at first when he's healthy. I'm not saying that's where Juan Soto is going, but this article is like, yeah, we're going to move Mookie Betts back into the infield. Like, this is a done deal. And then the question is why, and theories have come up that, hey, they're making so much money. They're
that
not paying
crazy.
Shohei Ohtani. Remember, they got him for free pretty much.
Yeah,
they paid
I know.
Him $2 million. Out of the 70 they owed him. And I know there's a little bit difference in salary cap stuff, but literally the money they gave him was almost league minimum. And so they're talking about, hey,
that's
we just
crazy.
Secured a whole country. A whole country watches all of our games now because of Shohei and Yamamoto. We just, that money they spent.
They can afford it.
With, like, if you're going to sign somebody to $70 million a year, and then you know you're going to get in $100 million a year from a country, it makes a lot of sense, or at least close to that number. And so
that would give them four of the top five hitters in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I feel like at that point,
right now they have three of the top five.
And you would say, in this case, I would say you should dislike them more in that case than you dislike the Yankees in the 90s, because Shohei Ohtani, free agent. Mookie Betts, traded for.
Yeah, they didn't develop
Freddie
any of
Freeman,
these people.
Signed as a free agent. And if you got Juan Soto signed as a free agent, it would literally be a bot team. So the Yankees, you could look at Jeter and Bernie Williams and Jorge Posada and Andy Pettit and Mariano Rivera. And yes, they eventually had to pay them a whole bunch of money and they added to that. But this would be a 0% core of LA Dodgers.
Yeah.
It would just be our TV market is so great. Japan is supporting us so much.
But they also, we talked about this for the last 3 years now, before that. They had the best scouting department. They had the perfect one, so they used that to build this over that time, too. Like, they definitely, the money mattered, too.
Yeah.
But they did use that along the way.
Anyways.
Terrifying.
I like the Whammy Show. I did as a kid.
Okay.
The Whammy Show.
We actually have audio. If you can go to cut number 12, I was prepared for this. Whammies, no whammies, stop! And then when they took your money, they would do a song and a dance just to really rub it in.
Yeah.
We're gonna take your money.
They did whammy during COVID.
Dude, I love that game.
I don't know if it's still showing or not, but like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they brought it back with Elizabeth
Banks,
I think.
Maybe it's still on television. I don't know.
The original host looked exactly like my childhood doctor. And I always was waiting for him to, like, look at the chart and be like, let's see. No way.
That guy
stop.
Right there?
Yes, Peter Tamar. It's Tamarkin, Tamaric. I don't know. Something like that. His first name was Peter. Yeah, press your luck.
That is a handsome man.
He was handsome. All right. Corey, would you like? I probably shouldn't have said that. Would you like me to go to the text?
Yeah,
or
go
do
to the
you
text,
go
dude.
Next?
Go ahead and go to the text, dude.
From the 682, the Cowboys need to start Trey Lance. And the game they wanted to be on was Stump the Schwab.
Stump the Schwab.
I will admit, when I watched Stump the Schwab, I'm like, I'm okay not going on that show.
Really?
Like, he knew so freaking much stuff, man.
Me and my buddies would sit around, and we thought we knew stuff. You know, like, we really thought we knew things, and then he would just do what he did. There was, like, be a couple times where we'd beat him. You know, just a very few times where we'd have one question. But that dude was, it was a really fun show to watch.
From the 972, Dak will be traded one day and will win a Super Bowl with that team. As a kid, I would say double dare. Right now, as an adult, Price is Right, especially if I can play Plinko. Now, thus far, the Price is Right is a very popular bet on this. From the 817, the Rangers will get back into the playoffs next year, and Legends of the Hidden Temple. So,
dude, Legends of the Hidden Temple was awesome.
That did look like a super fun game. I was a Double Dare kid just probably because of the age, but that did look like a really fun game.
Yeah, that was did you ever watch, you know, did you ever see that?
What was it
Legends
called?
Of the Hidden Temple?
No, that's the movie with Han Solo.
No.
Are you talking about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Is that what you guys are talking about?
No, that is not what we're talking
about. Two completely different things.
Like, they rolled a big rock at you and you had to get out of the way of
it? First of all, that's not even that same Indiana Jones movie. Mm-hmm. That's a different Indiana Jones movie.
Temple of Doom.
And this is where the kids went down into the basement or whatever, and the guy said Baby Ruth, and they're.
Are you talking about the Goonies?
I think so.
I get it, Mike. You've seen movies in the 80s. All of that is wrong.
And which movie are we talking about?
Oh, my.
It was a game that we were talking about. It was on Nickelodeon back when we were kids. It was like, kind of like Double. No, that was a lot of fun.
They slimed you.
I wish somebody would dump slime on you.
And you picked your
right
nose.
Now.
You picked a big nose and
yes.
You got a card out.
That's true.
That was the only one I didn't want to do. I didn't want to pick up in the big nose.
Did you ever think about wanting to eat that big sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
Such a good
You're
sandwich.
Like, we could feed our whole family for like a month. All right, Corey, back to you.
Why is Mike looking at me like that?
I was a kid, Mike. I didn't think it clearly through.
I don't think it was made.
You thought it was
food.
Real boogers in the.
I thought the sandwich was real.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely did think that there were real boogers up in that nose.
I did.
And I was like, oh, it just boogers are gross, dude. Ugh.
For the 214,
necessary.
Shout out to my wife, Millie, on landing her new job. And from the 210, shout out to my daughter, Bawn, for her 17th birthday on Tuesday. All right, Corey,
okay.
Combo Platter Game Show Edition. What have you got for us?
Sports opinion is that we are definitely in the golden era of receivers. We were talking with Atola over here, and it's CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, and Justin Jefferson. I consider the three best in this era right now, considering what those three have done.
Really in your face, Tyreek Hill, huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, Tyreek Hill's that good. Cooper Kupp's that good. Puka Nacua comes out of nowhere. And just consistently, every week, you're like, okay, which one of these guys is going to blow up? And they're putting up big numbers almost all the time. And I don't know, and I guess maybe that's the question, is because a while back we said we were in the golden era of quarterbacks. How much of it is that these guys are this great at receiver versus these quarterbacks are all really good too? And maybe it's just because the game has changed and been so offense-friendly that it's able to be like that. But I'm also watching dudes do things physically in the air, things on the ground with their routes that we've never got to see because guys back then, they were doing what they were told to do. Well, then these other younger kids, kind of like Kyrie Irving, right?
Yeah.
He watches basketball players and is like, I can do something that's a little bit better than that.
Yeah,
and then somebody's going to come along and do everything he does, but just a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are right now, and it's just going to continue getting that way. Hell, I'm watching kids in middle school make 30-yard plays downfield that I'm like, how are they doing this? And it's because that's what they grow up watching.
That's pretty dang impressive. All right, and game show?
Game show, it definitely always was Plinko, so it was definitely this one right here. Kevin, I know.
Do you still want to go on it, even though Bob Barker's not there anymore?
Because I do like Drew Carey. I always like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
It's
true.
How do you know how much vacuums cost? That's my issue.
Okay.
About the game.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how I know.
The Price Is Right. And I'm like, I don't know how much the bracelets from Wrangler jeans cost or whatever. Like,
What? Springlink? Is that one of the products they had on
that
show? Pretty
much. They just throw crap out there. They're like, how much is this aerosol?
Yeah, how much is this three bottles of Fantastic?
Mom, how much did you pay for your Aquanet? Yeah. I don't know.
And you know what? For some reason, I was really good at that as a kid. I don't know if it's because I would go shopping with my mom.
You know why you were good at it? Because you're part of the common people. Mister, I played in Major League Baseball. He didn't have the problems of the common people.
Okay. How much does a vacuum cost?
Well, it depends. What kind of vacuum
is it?
If you
want like a Dyson, you can probably get it for about $300, especially if you get in on the Black Friday sale.
But they don't do, hey, how much is the Black Friday?
Okay, then I would say $449.
Yeah, for a good Oric, it's $99 to $150, depending on the model. You know, like that's just kind of those things that we buy, man.
Are you looking up vacuum prices right now?
Block you here.
Oh, no. Mike, what kind of vacuum websites are you going to? You can't just type in suck onto the Google search. That's probably not gonna probably not gonna be okay.
Which one has the most suction?
All right,
well, you have the Oric XL 2100 for $169. Missed that one, big shot.
Not me. That's not
that
the one I picked.
That was me. That was definitely me.
I wanted. I
those
like.
Prices have gone
I like
up.
Fancy vacuums because that's what my wife says are the best vacuums. So that's what I go with.
The Dysons are dope.
Yes, though. Dyson vacuums are incredible. Right.
But I also like. I felt like when I was watching that show, I could have gotten through every single round until the last one. I never understood how much like the jet ski and the car and the trip were going to be worth.
I just.
My Googled suck.
I will admit, I got too invested in if somebody hit a dollar on the wheel, and I would,
I love that.
God.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, Alec.
Has kids with thumbs in their mouth. We're all right. You can Google that.
Okay. Yes, by the way.
Just that word.
In case you're wondering what happened, Mike literally did type suck into the Google search to see what happened. All right.
A lot of definitions.
Yes, a lot of definitions. All right, Alec, do you have a sports opinion for us? And then what game show did you want to go on, or perhaps do you still want to go on?
Kind of going off of what Corey was saying, like the golden age of wide receivers, I think as long as these quarterbacks stay healthy, the AFC is going to continue to be the class of pro football for years and years to come. And it's not even going to be close. You saw it last night. You've seen it throughout the season that the NFC, when it comes to quarterback and just offensive talent in general, is nowhere near the AFC. And it's kind of sad.
Agreed.
Because as much as, you know, the man before me loved guys like Geno Smith, I'm not here to see that. I'm trying to see Lamar Jackson. I'm trying to see Joe Burrow. Patrick Mahomes, even in a down year, is still miles ahead of everybody else. I just don't think that's going to change anytime soon, and it kind of sucks because, you know, the Cowboys play in the NFC, so I'd like to see a lot more competitive quarterback play.
All right, I like that one. That is a very good one.
Alex said sucks.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's tragic.
And I know in a minute it's just going to get worse. All right, Alec. What is your... I'm really not looking forward to this. Alec, what is your game show of choice?
See, I've talked about it before because I want to get everybody on this show involved. I think that Family Feud would be incredible to get, like, the shows to go against each other.
Kevin,
that would be so fun.
You're damn right. I would never go on Family Feud and give someone a fake clap for a good answer. Like, Mike would say something is like, what does gingivitis mean? And he's like, red hair? And I would just look at you and be like, no, no,
there's only one answer. That's your issue.
Okay. So, but my point is you would give an answer that's
a horrible,
that I
it's a horrible
like,
question.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But I would love to go on Family Feud. I think that would be absolutely awesome.
Especially like in the 70s when all the women got kissed on the lips.
Man, if you look at that host in the 70s, he was aggressive.
Dude, the other night though, Adrian and I were sitting there and somebody texted her and said, "Hey, when are you on? Are you guys on your way?" And she said, "We got to finish this. We got to finish Wheel of Fortune real quick." And I was like, "We are old. We are old.
Yeah.
We finish." That
Waiting
was the
to
first
see
time
if
I've
the
ever
evening
watched
edition
Fortune.
Of the paper comes out, and then we'll go from there. From the 616, Cowboys will trade down in the first round and miss out on Ashton Jeanty. Ugh. And they said Legends of the Hidden Temple. From the 972, Cowboys need to have a complete overhaul after this season. And Nickelodeon show Guts. I've actually seen Guts come up a couple of times.
Is that a recent one or like old school?
No, I think that's a little bit of a throwback as well. From the 214, the Mavericks will win the Western Conference this season, and American Gladiator is the game show.
Wasn't Guts kind of like the kid version of American Gladiator?
I think it was something like that.
Can I throw this in real
please
quick,
Kevin? Please do. Take as much time as you like.
Mike McCarthy said he is anticipating, he's hoping and anticipating with a full practice tomorrow that Micah will be ready to go on Sunday.
Okay, so full practice hopefully tomorrow. Looking good for Micah, looking good for CD. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Not yet. Not yet. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of Hewlin. As you can tell, there are a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. But if you want to come out here, we're close to being able forcing them to open the balcony. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mike Likes It.
Can you guys hear it?
What is the matter with you guys, son of a bitch?
It's Brass Monkey Friday!
I hate this show so much.
I love
much.
It. This is the best, man.
It's Brass Monkey. Enjoy your Brass Monkeys. If you weren't here for Crosstalk, a Brass Monkey, which we're doing here at Buffalo Wild Wings, there's different recipes.
By we, you mean you, right?
Well, if you go to the internet, it'll tell you different Brass Monkey recipes. One of them is malt liquor and orange juice.
Heck yeah.
I don't believe they have malt liquor here at Buffalo Wild Wings. They might.
Hey, but if you're in the area, feels like
drink.
We could solve that really quickly.
Yeah. All right. So we have orange juice and vodka and spiced rum.
Okay.
So I wanted to go over the lyrics a little bit of Brass Monkey.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's,
so,
that's your segment?
No, not the whole segment. Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to talk about Cologuard.
Okay.
All right. If you guys know what that is, that's interesting. Because I'm in my mid-40s.
Yep.
Got to check true. For that.
So, yeah, if you're wondering, does that mean Mike is going to talk in a minute about pooping in a box? Yes.
Yep.
That is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're feeling me. All right. So do you know to start this off, after we get past the funky monkey, there's a dance you have to do, which I will now do here live at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nobody else dance. I do not want this to turn into some sort of weirdo dance party.
You've got this dance that's more than real. Drink Brass Monkey. Here's how you feel. You put your left leg down, your right leg up. Tilt your head back.
And finish the cup. Yeah, I know that part, all right?
Hey, you don't actually have to finish it, Mike.
All right. There we go. There's a little bit of Brass Monkey for you right there. Now,
I haven't said anything bad.
We're having fun here. I'll tell you what.
Are we
not having fun? Taking a load off right now?
Take a load off.
That's my job.
Relax.
Sometimes is to get you to relax and laugh. And we're having fun here, Kevin, whether you like it or not.
I don't. I do not like it.
Now, somebody made us something really cool. I'm sorry, I forgot the person's name who made this, if they're still here. But you can see here on Twitch or YouTube, we have a brass monkey with three monkeys and our heads on it. And then you go down the lyrics a little bit, Kevin. And now there's three Beastie Boys. Okay. Well, here's how they define themselves in the Brass Monkey. So we have to figure out who we are. It says, Ad Rock drinks three. Mike D is D. Double R foots the bill most definitely.
Definitely. I did know
so
that part.
We know this for a fact. There's no way that Kevin is Double R because he will not foot the bill most definitely. He does
fair.
Not like spending
that is,
money
that
at all.
Is fair. I accept that
and if
criticism.
I said, Kevin, you're buying me another Brass Monkey.
The hell I am.
Because I feel like, Corey, I'm Ad Rock Drinks 3.
Okay, you are today. You're on
How
you're
long
on
are you going to be here if you drink a third one of those? Because you do not need to get in
I,
your car straight away.
Through the night.
I have gotten a little bit older, okay? Uh-huh. And which we'll get into that story here in a second, okay? So me drinking spiced rum and vodka in the same drink with orange juice, that's not the best for my stomach.
It's kicked in.
So I feel like you have to be Mike D is D. Kevin,
okay.
You're Mike D is D?
Most definitely.
Okay. And you'd foot the bill most definitely?
I'd foot the bill for
alcohol. I feel like you'd be cool. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, like, you'd foot the bill most definitely.
Plus, I'm going to expense it anyway. So.
All right.
Good luck with that.
So I will go away from that. I just talked about my stomach. I'm turning 47 here soon.
Just remember, it is lunchtime.
I know. I have to be. Hey, trust me. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Trust me, Kevin.
You look drunk right now.
Take a load off. Relax.
He didn't deny it.
Okay. Let's see if I can make you laugh with this.
Okay.
So there's commercials that probably you don't pay attention to during all these football games. It's called Cologuard, which I appreciate because you don't have to go to the doctor in your mid-40s and do what they want to do to you, because I don't want that done, okay?
I don't think the doctors wanted to do it. I think it was just like, they were like, how else are we going
to
check
it? They kind of do want to do it. They've made a career out of going, I'm going to do this to people to help them out. But it's for the benefit of the person, I hope, only that person. But I don't want to do that. So my wife ordered a Cologuard thing for me.
All right.
Well, here's where you Tolos come in.
Oh, my God.
So you have to go to the restroom, and then you have to mail it in. But you have to mail it in immediately, okay? You have to follow the directions.
Which makes sense. Mm-hmm. That does make sense.
So you don't want it to get stale.
You know, if they're going to see if you have something wrong with your prostate or whatever, they want you to do it in a hurry and then get it off to the UPS store, okay? Uh-huh.
Is that where you put it?
So, yeah, so.
You sent your poop to the UPS store?
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And Tuttle's had to do this. You can do it one way or the other. I decided this way. Okay? So, I take it to the UPS store, and I'm dropping it off. I don't go to the UPS store a lot, but I'm pretty nervous with this box, okay? This is a weird box I have.
That makes sense.
I drop this box off. And everything seems to be fine. I'm like, I hope this person doesn't know what box this is. What's in the box. I drop it off. I get back in my car, and a lady knocks on my window when I get back to my car. I'm nervous. I'm like, kind of in a way, I'm like, oh, crap. What's going on here?
Is it, oh, crap.
I'm like, what have I done wrong? Because this is what my wife told me to do. And she's like, are you Mike Bassett? And she goes, can I take a picture of you? And I go, in my car? And she's like, well, my husband knows who you are. And I'm like, do you want me to go back into the store and take a picture with your husband? Because I feel a little bit weird just taking a picture, like, in my car. She's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm going back in there. Well, then I take picture with three or four people, and all I can think of is right behind me is a box of poop. nobody knows what I've done to that box.
And it's lunchtime, and we're at a restaurant.
I can't help it. This is funny or horrible or both. But I'm trying to make you laugh, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Have I done it yet?
No.
Okay. So anyways, I take the pictures. I get back in the car. I drive home. My wife gets back from her like errands. My son gets home from school, and I'm telling her this story. And my son walks in the middle of the story. He goes, what are you talking about? So I decide to go down this path with him. I go, so it's a new joke I'm doing with my buddies. I poop in a box and I send it to them. And so when they open it up, they get a box.
You did not tell your kid this 100%. Is what you do,
because your kid's going to do this now.
He's in shock looking at me that I'm doing this to
as he's, that's a normal response.
But guess who's laughing?
Not me.
My wife.
It's disgusting.
Okay. She thinks this is the most amazing thing I've come up with.
Sue is our pediatrician. This is disappointing.
She has to deal with poop on a minute-to-minute basis. How many times has Noah pooped at the pediatrician's office?
Probably several
times. Too many times.
Yeah.
Okay? So anyways, that's my story about being in my mid-40s and having to send off a box.
Uh-huh.
But guess what, guys? Everybody... It came back negative.
Nice.
I am glad about that.
Negative poop.
There we go.
Just like COVID.
So, hey, and somebody said, so what you're saying is Cologuard wants you to take a load off. Is that what they're
doing? They did. They did. And you know what? You don't want it to come back to you. You definitely don't. That's the thing. I'm like, I don't want to put a return address on this one.
What do they do with it afterwards?
This one needs to get where it's going. And if it gets lost, it gets lost, but it ain't coming back
to
me.
Would you like your sample?
It was weird. But it got done. Hey, Kevin, just so everybody knows, have you gotten your prostate check? Because you're in your mid-40s.
Not yet. I will do that, Mike.
You need to.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do it? Which way do you want
to
have
it? That sounds like the fun way to do it.
Is that what you took from that story?
Yeah, his way sounds, anything.
Mike was panicking that person came back to his car because he did the process wrong and then wanted to take a picture
with
him.
It's a cool story, though. You know, like, you want cool stories in life, and that one is a good story.
Well, okay. I told somebody here, I said, this is either going to go over great and everybody's going to have a good time and laugh, or it's going to be an F-minus segment, and I'm taking the risk because you know why?
It's Mike Alec. Likes it.
Alec.
He's going to play the song again. I know that he is.
Yeah, is he listening? Oh, guys, it's a Brass Monkey Friday. That's Mike Likes It.
I will tell you, I will give credit where credit is due. One person hates this segment with every fiber of their being. However, from
it's
the
over.
214, this is the best Mike Likes It ever. From the 817, Mike should do stand-up comedy and tell these stories for real. From the 214, oh, my God, Mike, this is amazing. From the 817, I pick up those poop boxes, huh? From the 817, UPS.
What a horrible job the person is checking.
That's why it's called What Can Brown Do For You? That's why
somebody
it goes
that
like that.
Oh, man.
From the 817 again. Everyone knows, Mike. All the workers know. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It keeps going on and on. From the 817, Tolo Dustin, I'm laughing so hard driving my 18-wheeler. From the 903, Mike is killing me for real. Coming up next.
I've done it again, Kevin. On your face.
Don't clap for that. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors. And I know you got to do a tease, Corey, but from the 972, Mike is like Rick from Rick and Morty, but in real life, and I love it.
We'll talk about the greatest villain in all of sports right now.
It's Mike.
The Fan.
On your face.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.